8 minutes of Torah Shav Shechter. We were in the middle of Simin Tes last time in Eretz Tzvi, and if you recall, we were going through the chilek between two ways of understanding the Heter of Ochel Nefesh. One way of understanding the Heter of Ochel Nefesh on Yantif is that all malachos are asur in Yantif, but malachos that are Ochel Nefesh are hutra, that they are mutter for the sake of Ochel Nefesh. That's one classic way of understanding it. The other way of understanding that of Ochel Nefesh, not that all malachos are asur, no. Malachas avoda is asur in Yantif. But anything that's a malachas achila, it's not a malachas suuda, it's not a malachas avoda, would be mutter in Yantif, meaning it doesn't even get into the category of being included in those things that are asur, to therefore then have a heter. Forgetting about duchuya, not duchuya at all, even hutra, it's not even hutra, because hutra implies that you need a heter. This model says that no, only malachas avoda is included in the isra of ochel nefesh. And we discussed last time how this may be a machlokes. Tanaim and Amoraim and Rishonim, and we went through all these different studies. This machlokas about the geder of the heter of Ochel Nefesh may come from the actual machlokas that we have in Maseches Pesachim about Tzorchei Shabbos Nasin B'Yom Tov. The very notion that you're allowed, strictly speaking, to do malachos on Yantif for Shabbos. Rashi Maseches Pesachim says that the Svara of Rav Chista, that Tzorchei Shabbos or Nasim B'Yom Tov, is because Shabbos and Yom Tov are Chodah Kedusha. They are a single Kedusha. It is like a single long day almost. The Meloah Roim writes that Rashi does not mean that to take a stand in the Machlokas of the Tanoim and Amoraim and Erevin and Beitza, whether it's Chodah Kedusha or Trei Kedushos, but the Melchamu says, yes, he does. Rashi should be understood Kipshuto, that the Machlokas, Rabba and Rav Chista, whether Tzorchei Shabbos or Nasim B'Yom Tov, is really totally dependent on how you understand Shabbos and Yom Tov together. Is it one Kedusha or separate Kedushas? And from the fact that the Gemara in Erevin and Beitza says that it's Shtei Kedushas, then it must be that we paskin like Rabbah, that Tzorchei Shabbos cannot be Nase on Yom Tov. The Me'iri Maseches Beitza writes that according to the Shita, that Shabbos and Yom Tov are Kedusha Achas, it's only a chumra midrabanan when it comes to muktzah tchum and things like that. But from this discussion between Rashi and the Ramban, it seems that this is not a drabanan issue. This is a fundamental daraisa issue. Shabbos and Yantif that coincide, not coincide, but that go back to back to each other. Yantif leading into Shabbos. Is it one kedusha or is it shtei kedushos? Is a din da'oraisa. If we're only a din da'rabanan, there's no way we would be able to say, oh, if it's kedusha achas, you could do malacha on yantif for Shabbos. We wouldn't allow malacha if the whole thing were only a din da'rabanan. You have to say that it's a din da'oraisa. And therefore, if Shabbos and Yom Tov are Chada Kedusha or Shtei Kedushos, it is that's a Daraisa level issue. Now, based on that, the Rambam in the 8th parak of Erevin, Halacha Yod, writes that if Yom HaKippurim falls out on Erev Shabbos or Yom HaKippurim falls out on Sunday, says the Rambam, Yira Eli Shein Kiyom Echad UKedusha Achasein. It's like one long day, one long Kedusha. The Magen Mishnah writes, the Rashba agrees to the Rambam. And the Svar is very simple. Everything that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're also not allowed to do on Yom Kippur. That sounds like Kedusha Achas. Meaning, what would make something Shtei Kedushas when you have 2 days back to back? What would make them fundamentally different when you have to treat them differently? There are certain things you could do one day, not the other. Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim, all the same malachos, even the Ochel Nefesh malachos, are asur both on Shabbos and on Yom HaKippurim. The whole machlokas, Tanoim and Amoraim, Shtei Kedushas or Chada Kedusha, is by Shabbos and Yom Tov, because by Yantif, it's totally different rules. You have a heter of Ochel Nefesh on Yantif, you don't have a heter of Ochel Nefesh on Shabbos, and that's what takes away the possibility of Chada Kedusha. But Shabbos and Yom Kippurim, where it's an exact parallel, that's going to be Chada Kedusha. Now, why is it that there's still room to say then that Shabbos and Yom Tov is a single Kedusha? So Rav Shechter explains, based on a famous machlokas, Maram and Rush in the third parak, Ram Rutenberg and Rush in the third parak of Maseches Moed Katan. What happens if you have Rachmana Litzlan? A person dies and leaves young children. How young? There's a child that's within 30 days of bar mitzvah. A child that's within 30 days of bar mitzvah when the mommy dies, let's say. And then, so what happens? The child is not yet chayv in avelos, because he's not chayv in mitzvos yet. But normally when you find out about the loss, about the patira, within 30 days, right, you have to observe all of the dinim of avelos. So over here, the child, it's not that he's finding out, but that he's becoming a gadol within 30 days. He's becoming a bar mitzvah. So do we say, well, no, when the avelos set in, he was not a bar mitzvah, so mele, he has no chiv of avelos over here. Or do you say, no, now, it's still within 30 days, we're still within range, and now he became bar mitzvah, so now he has to observe the avelos. The Maharam writes that a katan shehigdil within 30 days is chayv lis abel. Ein dichoy etzel mitzvos. His raya is from the Gemara Yevamos Daf Lamed Gimel that a katan who grows shtei saaros in middle of Shabbos, and if you need shtei saaros to become chayiv in Shabbos, let's say in middle of Shabbos shtei saaros appears. So the yisurim of Shabbos are chal on him, even though during Bein Hashmashos he was still a katan and he wasn't chayiv in Shabbos. We don't say that, oh, since he wasn't ra'ui for Shabbos at the beginning, so he's not ra'ui for Shabbos. No, he can become ra'ui in the middle. Same over here. Just because when the mother died, he wasn't ra'ui for avelus, we don't say, okay, so he's out. He's nidche from avelus. No, he actually is going to observe avelus as soon as he becomes ra'ui. The Rush disagrees over there, and the Rush says the raya from shtei saaros on Shabbos is not a raya at all, because when it comes to Shabbos, ein sof tashlumin letchilaso. The end of Shabbos is not tashlumin for what you missed at the beginning of Shabbos. So the Maharam apparently holds that the bein hashmashos, so the beginning of Shabbos, is what asers b'malacha for all of Shabbos, meaning when Shabbos starts, that's the oser for the entire Shabbos. And based on that, that's what we could say, that maybe anytime it's possible, we'd always want to say Kedusha Achasein. Why? Because if Malacha is usher from the previous day based on the beginning of the day, how can you say, let's say you have Yantif falls on Friday and then Shabbos, right? How can you say that the Ben Hashmashos of Friday night assered the Malacha for the rest of the day on Shabbos? Malacha was already assered before Ben Hashmashos on Friday night. It was already assered by Malacha. So you have to, what's much better to say, what would fit much more nicely, the default position that we'd prefer is to say that it's Kedusha Achas, that Ben Hashmashos of the first day assers not only for the first day, not only for Friday, but also for Shabbos itself. And that's why Shabbos and Yom Kippurim, which have the same Isurim, everyone would say Kedusha Achas. But Shabbos and Yantif, they have slightly different rules for Ochel Nefesh. So would you say that's Kedusha Achas, or would you say that it's one Kedusha? So Rashi would understand that that's the Machlokas, Rabbah and Rav Chista. The same Machlokas we said last week, the Ramban and the Ran, is that if you hold Kedusha Achas, even by Shabbos and Yom Tov, you'd hold that Yom Tov really has the same Malachos of Shabbos. What do I mean the same Malachos of Shabbos? How do we start? We said there are two ways to understand the Heter of Ochel Nefesh. One way to understand the Heter of Ochel Nefesh is that all of the halachos, all of the malachos that are asur on Shabbos are also asur on Yom Tov. But Ochel Nefesh Hutra, we have this Heter called Ochel Nefesh. But really, fundamentally, it's all the same. All the same malachos of Shabbos are malachos and Yom Tov. Ooh, so it lines up perfectly. Shabbos and Yom Tov line up perfectly. So that which asers malacha and Yom Tov can continue to aser malacha through Shabbos. Chada Kedusha. That's what Rashi is saying. But if you understand that the heter of Ochel Nefesh is not a heter of Ochel Nefesh, it's that only Malachas Avoda is Aser. Any Malachas Achila is simply not included in the Iser. So if that's the case, then the 2 days don't really parallel each other. Yantif has its rules, only Malachas Avoda. Shabbos has its rules, all Malacha. So you can't say that it's Chada Kedusha. You would have to then say it's Shtei Kedusha. So that's what Rashi means. That according to Rabbah, that's why Rashi would say, according to Rabbah, you need Miyad for the Heter of Ochel Nefesh. According to Rav Chista, you don't need Miyad. Why? Because it's the same Machloka. So it's a Lishitasam. According to Rav Chista, that Tzorchei Shabbos can be done on Yom Tov. Why? Because according to Rav Chista, Chada Kedusha, Ein Rashi says, it's one Kedusha, which is another way of saying that even though on Yom Tov There's an issue to do every single malacha. It's just that ochel nefesh is a heter. You know what that's like? That's like the heter of pikuach nefesh by Shabbos. Like, you tell me all malachas are not asr on Shabbos because if someone's dying, you're allowed to violate them. No, it's a heter when someone's dying, but the malachas are still asr. So mela, you're not going to need miyad for ochel nefesh. Just like you don't need miyad for the heter of pikuach nefesh. There's no like special requirement of miyad for the heter of pikuach nefesh. You wouldn't need miyad for the heter of ochel nefesh either. But according to Rabbah, that tzorchei Shabbos are einas in biyom tov. You cannot do tzorchei Shabbos in biyom tov. Why not? Because it's shtei kedushos. What do you mean it's shtei kedushos? It means that Shabbos has all 39 melachos, no matter what its purpose is, and yontif, only melachos avoda. But melachos achila, melachos seuda, is not asra and yom tov. I understand that I would need miyad, that miyad would be something necessary for ochel nefesh. Because what makes something a melachos seuda? What makes something not a melachos avoda? That it's being done in context of a meal. That it's being done miyad, right as I'm about to eat. So that's why, that's like the Ramban in Maseches Beitza. That's why Rabbah would require miyad for the heter of ochel nefesh. Like the, what was it? What was the acronym we started with last week? Knesset Yechezkel, I think it was. That we started with last week. So that's how it all lines up. And you have a very similar svara. Rav Shechter points out that he heard from Rav Soloveitchik. The Gemara in Maseches Arachin says that there's no chiyuv medina to say halal sholem on Rosh Chodesh. Right? When we don't say halal on Rosh Chodesh. We say chatzi halal on Rosh Chodesh. We don't say halal on Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because Rosh Chodesh is not ikdish pasiyas malacha, the Gemara says. There's no isra malacha. What do you mean? The Gemara over there says that in Chol HaMoed Sukkos, there's a chiyuv to say halal sholem every single day, even though in Chol HaMoed there's no isra malacha midaraisa. And even if you hold Chol HaMoed does have an isra malacha midaraisa, it's not the same isra lav of malacha that you have in Yontif. It's the assay of Simchus Yom Tov that asers us from doing malacha on Chol HaMoed. That when you're doing malacha, you're being mevatel Simchus Yom Tov. And Simcha is knowing even on Chol HaMoed. But Chol HaMoed is also not ikdish basiyas malacha. So how come we say halal sholem on Chol HaMoed Sukkos? It's not ikdish basiyas malacha. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that when it comes to the Chiyuv Halal, you don't need the Isser Malacha to actually be Noheg on that day. Because Halal really has nothing to do with Malacha. There's no reason that Halal and Malacha should really be connected to each other. No, what you need is, you need a full Kedushas Hayom. So much of a Kedushas Yom that it would be an Isser Malacha. Isser Malacha is a Simen, it's not a Siba. When we say that you say Halal Shalim when there is, when it's a day's ikdish basiyas malacha, we don't say you say halal shalim when a day is asr b'malacha. No, it's not about whether you're actually not allowed to do malacha. You say halal shalim on a day that's ikdish basiyas malacha. There has to be a kedushas hayom that's mechayev the halal. That's the diuk in the Gemara, lo ikdish basiyas malacha, not lo itzer basiyas malacha. So it's not about the nihug of asiyas malacha, it's about the kedushas hayom. So Chol HaMoed Sukkos is not a shayla, because even though l'maisa you're allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, because there's no lav, but nevertheless, Chol HaMoed Sukkos has full kedushas hayom like Yom Tov, so it's ikdish l'asiyas malacha. And based on that, Rav Soloveitchik explained the answer, the kash of the Mishkanos Yaakov on Tosfos Morikot and Daf Yotes, where he writes that you don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because we learn from the pasuk l'chol ha'os, as opposed to Shabbos and Yom Tov, which themselves are an os. And Chol HaMoed is an os as well, because you don't do malacha unless it's a davar avid. So they ask, according to that shita, malachas Chol HaMoed is only midrabanan. How can you be mema'it from the fact that it's not, that it's an os, that it's ikdish basiyas malacha, that there's an isra malacha? There is no isra malacha on Chol HaMoed on daraisa level. So Tosfos says, no, because you eat matzah and you sit in sukkah on Chol HaMoed, so that's enough of an os. So says Mishnas Yaakov, even if malachas Chol HaMoed is daraisa, you could still say it's not enough of an os to pater from tefillin. Because Rashi says that the reason Shabbos is pater from tefillin is because it's an os, because it says, Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael os hi. So, meichi tesi that Chol HaMoed is called an os, because of the mitzvah of matzah and the mitzvah of sukkah, and even if we're the Yisra Malacha, even if you hold Cholam Olis Daraisa, Kedusha Shabbos, Kedushas Yom Tov is an os, not other mitzvahs, and not Kedushas Cholam Oed, which is a lesser Kedusha. So based on the idea that we were talking about, Rav Soloveitchik explains, based on the Gemara Neirichin, Kedushas Cholam Oed is the same as Kedushas Yom Tov. It's just the shame Yom Tov, it's just that Yom Tov has a shame Yom Tov, and Cholam Oed has a shame Cholam Oed. So they have different dinim, but they have the same Kedusha. And there's a difference between the Kedusha Sayom versus the Dinim of the Yom. And one final thing, based on that, based on this whole Mahalich, says Rav Shechter, we could explain the Machlokas, Rabbi and Rav Chista, when it comes to Hohil. Because Tosfos and Pesachim raises the question that if you really apply the principle of Hohil, what's the principle of Hohil? Hohil vi Mekla Yorchim Chazileh. Why am I allowed to do cooking late in the day on Yom Tov? Because you never know, an army of guests might show up, right? Well, then shouldn't every malacha be mutar on Shabbos? Because ho'il, that someone might be dying, so I'd be allowed to drive a car for someone who's dying. I'd be allowed to cook for someone who's dying. If you're going to say the principle of ho'il, that ho'il, a situation might arise where it would be mutar, so maybe it's mutar right now. Ho'il for a cholash yesh b'sakana. So the Maram Chalava in Maseches Pesachim is mitarets that by Shabbos, the iser is always present, and the heter is mischadesh, meaning a pikuach nefesh is a situation that is a brand new heter. But at the time of the iser, if the heter is not there, then the iser is still intact. He says, Masha'in kin b'yom tov. What do you mean, Masha'in kin b'yom tov? The svar of ho'il doesn't apply to anything that's hutra or dechuya. The svar of ho'il, even if you'll mitzvah ain'trix kavana, there's a svar to say that someone who's mal and Shabbos and Yom Tov and is not having kavana the shame mitzvahs mila, even though he's yotzei his chiyuv of mila, it would still be considered a chil Shabbos. You have to have davka kavana of the shame mitzvahs mila, right, mitzvahs mila, in order to be matir and iser, or to be docha and iser, you have to have kavana that you're doing it for the proper reason, for that heter, for that techiyah. When it comes to pikuach nefesh, let's say a person goes fishing, right? The Gemara says in Paragraph Yisrael, a person goes fishing, and he pulls out of the water a fish and a baby. Who knew? There was a drowning baby right there, and he pulls up in the net. Look at that. He just did a baby. Oh, so now he didn't do a malacha? Because he didn't do a malacha of tzedek, because it was pikuach nefesh. He saved the baby. He had no intention to save it. He didn't even know that there was a baby there. So it's wonderful that he saved the baby. But Lamaisa, there was pikuach nefesh, but that wasn't his kavana. And therefore, there's no heter of pikuach nefesh, and he is in violation of the malacha. That might be the machlokas Rabbi Rav Chista l'shitasa. According to Rav Chista, that every malacha is really asur and yamtuf. It's just that we have a heter called ochel nefesh, just like we have a heter called pikuach nefesh. You need to have kavana b'shas maisa. You need to have kavana b'shas maisa. As opposed to, according to Rabbah, these malachas were never asra in Yom Tov. Malachas avoda is asra in Yom Tov, not malachas hana'a. And anything that's derech su'uda is not called malachas avoda, like that Ramban. So it turns out that ochel nefesh is not a heter. Ochel nefesh is a way that malacha was never asra in the first place. So according to Rabbah, the matzav that you're in is what allows the action to be mutter, not the kavana. And therefore the heter of ochel nefesh is chal automatically without any kavana. And that's why he applies the principle of ho'il. What does ho'il do? Ho'il says that your matzav right now is a matzav of achila. It's not a matzav of melachas avoda. It's irrelevant what your kavanos are. And that's the l'shitasam as far as the melacha of ochel nefesh, the melachas of ochel nefesh on yantif. Okay.